is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, joining you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so again, 855-453. That number is toll-free for your convenience. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. And we are going to start things out tonight by going right into your phone calls. I believe we have, was it Karen?
Jared.
Oh, Jared. I'm sorry. Jared is on the line on the amp lines. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment about the big hot topic for the past 2 days was about how you guys were being disrespectful to the military. And you guys definitely weren't. I think it's... People don't have to agree with anything that you're saying. Well, first off, there are 2 points I wanted to get to. This is one of them. It's a very hard pill to swallow. And I think the reason
the honest discussion about how the military doesn't keep people safe, something like this, is that the pill you're talking about?
Sorry, Mark, go on.
No, I mean, that was actually Ian, and I tend to agree that it's really not about us being disrespectful to the guy who called in on Saturday, because anybody can go listen to the Saturday show. It's available for free at freetalklive.com, and it was in the 8 o'clock hour, which is the second hour of the show. And
it's about not pandering.
There was, like, I didn't drop to my knees and feelate somebody about their military service, and that's what it's about.
And then it continued last night, as I understand it. And this is just to help bring listeners up to speed. Go ahead.
But here's the problem. I think people take what you say, Ian, more offensive because they may not be on board with your view of a voluntary society with no government. So they instantly lump you into, like, this hostile terror group, like this hostile line that people don't want to cross. I think people are less jumpy on Mark over it, but here's a way that maybe I can get across to constitutionalists, which I am. If you take an honest look at it and you believe in the Constitution, a lot of the founding fathers had the same concerns that you two have. So you don't have to be an unpatriotic person to entertain this line of thought. And secondly, you know, people do not like accountability. People do not like accountability in the government. And as a law enforcement officer, I can tell you that accountability is something that nobody really, really wants. Now, if you think it's hard to keep a city councilman accountable or even a cop accountable, how the heck are you going to keep Congress, which consists of 535 people, accountable, or anyone overseas accountable for anything that they're doing? Now, the line of what's acceptable and what's not in the realm of accountability might greatly vary depending on the person viewing it. However, there is a line somewhere, and at what point are they going to be willing to look and say, well, you know, I do believe in the Constitution and limited government, and we don't really seem to have that. That's not a bad thing. It's called going through the looking glass, and I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but I just appeal to people who think in that line of thought that if you look at it from a perspective of the you will see that a lot of what you two are saying is true.
Yeah,
we tried our very best to point this out in factual manners. We asked people to use some logic and to point out what it was that we said was disrespectful.
You
to
pointed out the founding fathers.
Our points, whatever it was.
You did mention the founding fathers and how many of them were very vehemently against a standing military. So yeah, but
the best I could get out of somebody to make any kind of statement was A, I'm a coward, and B, that there is no comparison between taxi drivers and people in the military, even though they both do it for money.
Oh, yeah, they're wrong to say that, but it is a very hard pill to swallow, and you're the only talk show that would ever entertain
or
to say something like that. And
it's the most iconoclastic thing, I mean, that these people could hear on the radio.
I could say that Jesus was a leprositic, male porn star, and I would be saying something less offensive than
overall,
if I said that, and I'm not going to say this, but, I have heard it said, and I cannot rebut the statement, that politicians are liars and thieves. believes, so therefore, in the military is an organization of kill people that kill people and break things, so therefore, people in the military are paid killers that work for liars and thieves. I have not been able to rebut that statement, and if I were to make that statement, it would be as it would be the most radical statement you can make on the radio.
Didn't we lose a radio station after making a statement similar to that?
Not even a statement that, nothing that strong. Saying, we'd say that it would be, to lose the stations, we lost the stations because we said, the four stations in Tennessee, because we said that a military person that does not follow their oath to the Constitution is a coward.
Before I move on to the second point, the last thing I wanted to say about this is everyone has a point to where they're going to re-examine their values or their beliefs. And I do ask people who really believe that they fight for our freedom, what issue or set of issues do you hold dear that at one point, if they're taken away, will you finally swallow that pill and at least take an honest look to it? Is it when the internet is taxed? Is it when guns are banned? What is it for that particular person that something has to happen to where they will see that, well, yeah, this fighting for the freedom thing, well, that doesn't really seem to be happening. I mean, is it being groped before you get on a plane or something? And I think that if they take an honest look at that and how the founding fathers viewed it, they have to take a look at themselves and see that, well, maybe they were wrong about having a blind belief in something that they're taught up in.
Well, right, and that's part of why this is so hard for people, right? Because if somebody has to look at this objectively, if somebody can even come close to assessing honestly the things that we're saying on the air, they'll have to admit they were wrong. I mean, they could still support the military. They can still, you know, get on board with a lot of the things that they support. But to even just come to the conclusion, which is factually based, that the founding fathers, many of them, James Madison, I believe, was one, did not support a standing military.
Absolutely. Well, very, very few did. Hamilton, I believe, was one of the few who did.
But he only believed in a very small military. I mean, Alexander Hamilton, the statist of his time, believed in a very small professional military.
And, hey, the second point really quickly, Ian, last week you mentioned about not willing to travel out of Chester County, New Hampshire, because you like to stay home. And I understand if money's tight, traveling is bad. But I think you're really missing out on the world if you're not willing to travel somewhere because you might have a run-in with the cops. I mean, odds are, yeah, that's possible. But it's fun to not. I mean, I don't know. It's just a big world out there, and I would really consider that. There's a lot of great places around the world to go visit. And, I mean, I wouldn't really worry about it. I mean, if you're in Denver changing planes from, you know, gate A39 to B110, the odds of you running into a cop or being abused is slim to none.
Tell that to Kelly Voluntarius, who just got arrested on Class B felony charges of possession of prescription medication while at the airport.
I have to say that if you bring prescription medication that you don't have a prescription on you for on an airplane, that's dumb. I'm sorry. I don't think it's right that she was arrested. But
tell that to Kelly. I'm just pointing out, you know, you never know when you're going to run into these people.
Don't go through the... I mean, she's directly on federal government property. That's just kind of an assumed thing. Like, when you go to the airport, you don't bring drugs with you. And it's just... I'm not defending what was done. I think it's
awful. I agree.
Awful.
It was a mistake on her part.
But that is a huge mistake, and you need to think about stuff like that before you go to a place like an airport.
But you never know what's going to happen. And, look, I wasn't entirely serious about that. I go places. I've been to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, don't miss
I've been. I'm going to New York City next week. You know, we're going to L.A. here in a little bit. But it's hard for me to justify the money that it takes to go to these places. I mean, I would not go to New York City or L.A. if we didn't have the Free Talk Live AMP program paying for it. I just can't. I can't justify that kind of money. I don't have a whole bunch of money to be spending on going all around the world traveling places. I don't know how people afford it because it's really expensive. But
and that's what I mean. If it's a money thing, that's one thing. Yeah. But just from the perspective of, you know, not going to a place because either their government's not good or whatever, the odds of you getting caught up in that are slim to none.
Well, the odds of me getting caught up in it are greater than slim to none because I'm more likely than not to get myself involved in some sort of a situation. It's hard to resist that temptation, and I've had to do that while traveling. I've had to, you know, just kind of move along. Whereas if I were in New Hampshire, I wouldn't have, and that's difficult to handle. Thanks for the call, appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You take control.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47. And I lost weight with the Amberin program. I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we have changed the minimum contribution on the AMP program as per Mark. I believe you came up with this this suggestion. And it's because, and I think you made a persuasive point, it's because that we've had the AMP program ever since late 2005 is when it came into being.
Yep.
And there are actually folks who have been AMPing ever since the very beginning. Thank you to all of those folks. And everybody who's been amping will be grandfathered in the old system, where it was a $3 per month is what we were requesting. Now it is $5 per month is what we were requesting. And the point you made, Mark, was that over the years, the dollar has dropped in value. You claimed it had dropped by half.
Well, if you look at shadow stats, I don't think from 2005 it's dropped in half, but it certainly has diminished a great deal.
So your suggestion was the dollar has dropped in value, but the amp prices have stayed the same the whole time.
Yeah, and that wasn't the reason that I did it. The reason that I wanted to do it was because there's more cost to us as a percentage of $3 as there is as a percentage to $5. And I think that
you mean as far as processing fees and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that most people probably, join up with the AMP program. The biggest, impediment to people joining up to the AMP program isn't the price. It's getting up to their computer and doing it,
Remembering or whatever.
Yeah, just making it happen.
I think that's true. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Still the same concept. You support Free Talk Live with just a few bucks a month. You know, it's still the price of an expensive cup of coffee at Starbucks or something like that.
Certainly, too.
And it is something that can really help the ideas of liberty get out into people's ears around the country and around the world in a way that, the standard internet radio shows just can't do, because we've got over 110 radio stations on board with this program. And that means there are a bunch of random average people that are just tuning in, just hitting that scan button in the market in which they live, and they're hitting Free Talk Live and hearing us talk about the military, for instance. And, as our caller pointed out, being the only show on the airwaves, certainly on syndicated radio, that is going to dare to say the things that that we do about it. And that can, that level of iconoclasm, I think, has a real level of value. So if you think that what we're doing is a good thing here, then being on the AMP program is one of the best ways. Besides sharing Free Talk Live online, sharing it with your friends, being on the AMP program is one of the best ways to help us out. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for silver at $5 a month, gold at $10 a month, or platinum at $25. And it's appreciated. Everybody that supports the show, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too.
Bitcoins are an online currency. It's peer-to-peer and open source. That means that it's available to anyone to sort of look at the code and check it out. But it's a currency. You can send and receive money with Bitcoin without having to pay any fees to any banking organizations like, PayPal. And without having your bank account, you are your own bank, so your bank account isn't open to the government like, every other bank that you might be doing business with, who will turn over whatever information you have right to whatever government agency, whether it's the U.S. government or North Korea or whatever government that wants it, they'll just give it right over. So it gives you complete 100% control of your money. And with Bitcoins, you can go to blockchain.info and get your own online encrypted wallet where you can keep your money. Blockchain never has access to your wallet. They don't know how much money you're sending or receiving. It's all encrypted right in your browser.
So we heard from somebody about blockchain, because on the air we've been kind of not so sure about using an online wallet, at least for any significant level of Bitcoin.
I wouldn't
storage.
Use any other online wallet.
And so apparently Bitcoin's services are, the wallet at the very least, is open source.
Blockchain.info.
Excuse me, thank you, blockchain.info is open source.
And you can look at the wallet, you can look at the programming if you want.
If you know how to do that stuff, if I were to look at the programming, I wouldn't be able to figure it out. But if you know how to read programming, you can go in there and you can audit this. And so any third party can go in and audit the software that blockchain.info is using. So it is an open source system. So therefore, when they're claiming that it is encrypted, when they're claiming that it's safe, they're proving it by opening up their code to everybody to see.
Certainly somewhat comforting, right?
It sounds good to me. I'm still not going to keep my life savings in it.
No, I wouldn't put all my money on. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't keep it all in one place.
Yeah.
For me, I think that there's better, more secure ways that I would want to do that. It would just give me more peace of mind to do it otherwise. But I certainly am comfortable putting an amount in there. As a matter of fact, I do have an amount in a blockchain.info wallet. And they're completely free, and they allow you to send and receive money.
I like how handy it is with the phone application.
Yeah, you can send and receive money to someone's phone,
right,
to their Facebook account, to their email address. They don't have to have a Bitcoin wallet in order to receive money. It's blockchain.info. And if you want to get Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 750,000 locations systems worldwide that allow you to get your bitcoins, and you can do it at, depending on whether you all kinds of different options, whether you want privacy or whether you want low exchange rates, whatever you want. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's go to Blaine. He's on the line listening in Southwest Kansas. Blaine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I think the idea that the military protecting our freedoms is just such a joke. I mean, I've only been paying attention for the last 5 years. I'm in my mid-20s, and I can already see that in the last 10 years, they're not protecting any of my freedoms. If they were, the NDAA wouldn't be legal, and I wouldn't be able to be detained indefinitely. And
right, if the military were protecting your freedoms upon passage of the NDAA, they would have stormed the White House, and they would have stormed Congress and placed everybody under arrest who voted for it.
Absolutely. If somebody wanted to make this argument stopped at the end of the Vietnam War. There hasn't been a conflict that has occurred since 1975 that is arguably protecting our freedoms. They're not.
Are you going to argue Vietnam and I think you can make Korea were?
As a statist, one could make the argument that there's a big bad communist a country out there that otherwise.
Well, then it's equally as valid of an argument to say that Saddam Hussein was prepping up to come over here and kill everybody.
No, it's not, because the evidence was contrary.
Was there evidence that Vietnam was going to come over here and
not attack? Vietnam itself, but there is evidence that Russia. What the idea behind Vietnam? If you want me to make an argument,
I would love to hear that. Yeah,
okay, great.
Please.
I'll go right ahead and make an argument for the Vietnam
War.
How
are they putting us
love
under?
This. How in the
in
world
danger?
I end up as a person who can just look at both sides of a scenario end up making this argument? I'll go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that Russia was had rolled over quite a few Eastern Bloc countries, had taken control of their governments. The suggestion was that we, the United States, the bastion of freedom, must support South Vietnam against North Vietnam and not allow another country to fall to communism. This just can't be allowed. We're okay. Not going to let it happen.
Right. So no actual direct threat to the United States.
No.
I mean, for all we know, if
every country in the world became communist, would it have an effect on the United States and your freedom?
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't see how it would, really. We're doing business with the communist Chinese.
That's the kind of
fine. Hey, thanks for the call. You dropped off the line. 855-450-3733. Not in any way, shape, or form an actual threat. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-FREE.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are on the site there, and we give them to you. Freetalklive.com. Those features include our webcam. So a lot of those talk show hosts, they put their webcam behind a paywall. Ours is right out there for you at cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The cam is built into the same page. It's all free at cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're at home listening on, you know, you want to listen on your computer, cam.freetalklive.com is the best way to do that.
It's a darn good way to do it. Actually, the webcam used to be the best quality audio that that we have, but it is no longer. We have now special processing on our audio streams that actually probably makes them sound better than... If you're an audiophile, you probably notice a difference between the two. But basically, I got a fancy audio processing program that just the way the wiring is set up in the studio, there's no way for me to apply it to the webcam. I could do it, but then the cam wouldn't be synced. It would be desynced all the time by a second, and that might be a little unsettling for folks. So I chose to go with a slightly lesser quality audio and the synced audio rather than the better quality audio. So
it's really fun to fun for me to watch you nitpick about audio.
Just correcting a misstatement that you made, Mark. I spent some good money on making the stream sound the best they possibly can. Like the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM streams at this point have professional level audio processing going on them, like that the kind of processing that a radio station has at the very end of it. Like there's technology that radio stations use to live in real time make their signals as loud as they can possibly be without distorting them. We've got that going on the Free Talk Live audio streams at this time.
That's right, Free Talk Live nationwide.
So, looking out for especially the radio stations out there that take the show, like our pirate stations. They've now got the best possible feed they possibly can to make their station as competitive sounding to the other stations in the market, and they'd have to spend a dime to do it. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. And again, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Most of you probably aren't audio files, so it won't make a difference. But we'll go to the phones here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Robert. He's listening in St. Louis. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Robert,
good to be talking with you.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've been listening for a while and just really been getting more and more excited about Liberty, and I've been wanting to get out there and do something. I finally got off my butt and something that I could join up with.
Okay, well, what'd you do, and how much time are you going to get?
Well, unfortunately, I can't afford to be spending a lot of time behind bars right now.
And, all right, good.
I'd rather be out there trying to help people than get a message across at this point in time anyway. So I looked for a local chapter of Food.Bomb, and I had excellent timing. It looks like the local chapter has been defunct for a few years now,
mm-hmm.
And I found seven other people that were wanting to get this going, and as we had our first meeting on Sunday, and as of October 1st, Food.Bomb will be active in St. Louis again.
Sweet.
Nice. Now, what are the tenets of Food.Bombs? Like, what is special about them? What's different about them from, I don't know, the Salvation Army or some other organization that might possibly engage in feeding hungry people?
Sure. Food.Bombs got started back in the anti-nuke protest days, and there's the big thing is it's also the message is we're spending all this money on war and killing and bombs, and when there's people that that need food in their bellies, we could be making better use of all this money. There is a cross section that's strong. There's a strong concurrency of people that want to do everything voluntarily as well, and all of the food that they use is they try to get it all from places that would be throwing out. So we go out to farmers markets and local businesses and ask them for donations of food, and then we cook it up and get it out to people and get into people's bellies as quick as we can.
Now, where are you calling from? St. Louis?
That's right.
Are there any regulations in the city of St. Louis like we've seen popping up in other places, for instance, Orlando, where it is an arrestable offense to feed people in a public park, for instance? Do you have to deal with those sorts of things?
As far as I know of, at this point, there's not. On the other hand, we do have the city is very very strict on people trying to help the homeless. They have shut down a tent city that was put up to house homeless people twice. Yeah, they relocated, bought some land, and they shut it down. That's in the courts right now. They're trying to argue that because it was being run by a church, that it's freedom of religion, that they'd be able to help these people. And we'll see how that turns out. But, yeah, there is a strong the city is trying very hard to fight helping people in need.
Yep.
But as far as I know, right now it's not illegal to be feeding people in public.
Well, I hope that that you're right about that, and you don't end up learning the hard way that it actually is, because they arrested dozens of people down in Orlando for this over the earlier this year, was it? I think it was
last.
Maybe late last year. So you got to be careful, even though you think, hey, we're just feeding people, but apparently that's illegal in some places. So good luck with your project, and thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if y'all covered this on Sunday night, Mark, but did you know a cop blocker has been shot?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. Tom's on the line listening in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I have not heard Julia tonight. Is she there?
I am.
Oh, okay, great. All right. I've spoken with you several times. Anyway, The last time I left off with you guys, we spoke about the seed situation, which I really didn't get through everything I wanted, but we'll leave that alone. I called about, I am here in the Detroit area, and you know who Kurt is, and he and I have debates that, you know, we need to have support. I just went through a court case. I know I told you guys about it, about just this has been about within the last year. I was charged with an assault on an officer, come to be, because nobody told me what it was, blah, blah, blah. I beat them. I am so proud of myself because I would not bow down. I went to court five times, and finally the judge just threw it out because they want us to just basically, you know, here, hand us the money and go away. And
that's
I would
what
not
want.
Do it. So, anyway.
Congratulations. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, and I feel really good about it. I'm really proud of it. And I
how much did you spend, by the way? Did you hire an attorney? Did you go at it alone? Or
I learned the Mark Stevens. I invested in Mark Stevens' stuff and the other gentleman, Graves. Jeez, I can't begin. I know you guys always talk about it. And
I'm not familiar with the Graves. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Frederick Graves, Jurisdictionary.
Oh, Jurisdictionary, right.
I invested in those two items. And those two items let me prepare myself, and I'm extremely anal. I researched. I had to spend my time, a lot of time. But you know what? And I have a friend of mine that is actually becoming an attorney. Not too happy about it. But anyway, he was even amazed. I bought some law books, and I stopped him. I showed up with my law books, and an opposing attorney, after the fourth visit of making them, the city attorneys look totally foolish, said, well, I didn't bring my law books. And I said, well. But anyway, I don't want to get into that.
He didn't think he'd need them, huh? If you want to stand by, we can bring you back here in a moment. You can tell the rest of your story. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, you can win in court, but you have to be willing to go to court in the first place. And they know that most people don't want to, so they'll take the plea deal. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453, that's the single CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The mobile site is available for you, and it is available at any time you'd like to listen in, because the Free Talk Live live streams are available 24 hours per day. So at any time when you tune in, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and it'll be free. Go to m.freetalklive.com, amazonmobile.freetalklive.com, for quick links to our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. In addition to that, you'll also find the listening tools that you need there, like free software programs for various different phone operating systems that will allow you to tune in. Plus, our podcast is also available through that site, m.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls, we've got Tom back on the line here listening in Michigan. Tom, you said you had another reason for calling in, or I don't know if you had quite finished your story about...
The original for calling in, but I know I always go off on bizarre topics. Not bizarre, but anyway. What my question was, and this is our topic was, and this is where we left off last week. Really, this was my original concern. All right, I'm in a state. I'm not in New Hampshire. And you know, Kirk keeps telling me, oh, you're poking the bear, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? There's a lot of us out here that listen to this show and that would like to somehow contact each other, somehow be in, you know, collaboration with each other. How do I find people that are like-minded in my area? Because I'm all alone.
This is always a good question, and I wish I had a better answer for it. Stalking.
We have an advertiser called Liberty on the Rocks at I think it's libertyontherocks.org, and they're trying to solve this problem. Actually, what you're talking about is trying to get people together who believe the same things, and you could start a chapter yourself, and you know, maybe that would work out for you.
But how do you get the word out about that? I mean, what's the technique? Okay, so you're going to start a Liberty on the Rocks chapter. Then what?
Yeah, right.
Well, then there would be people.
Then what?
Then there would be people that you...
If they knew to look for Liberty on the Rocks,
they
right?
have marketing. They have all kinds of marketing tools. They have okay. You know, these. They've been going on doing this for years in some locations. In some locations, they've actually had to split up. They've gotten so big, so they're pretty effective in showing you how to get more people. Plus, it's a great networking tool just for people who do business.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there already is a Liberty on the Rocks near you. There's that possibility, but
it's libertyontherocks.org. It's just one answer of probably many.
I'm looking right now at their map, and there's nothing in Michigan, so it would be something that that you could start. Now, is there like a franchise fee or anything like that?
No, you just call them, they talk to you, then they help you set it up.
No, aside from that, there's a kind of a stock answer that I have to this, and that is that there probably are some sorts of organizations around, kind of key in on some typical liberty organizations like the Libertarian Party, like Ron Paul meetup groups, and let's see, what else? A Campaign for Liberty may have something going on. There's always the possibility of college students, like, for instance, Students for Liberty, I believe.
Yep. There's y'all, Young Americans
for Liberty.
What about using Facebook or to find groups? Because I don't really look for groups on Facebook.
Like Michigan Libertarians or something like that?
Right, if you just Google stuff like that, usually it comes up.
Or just use the Facebook search bar?
The Facebook search bar kind of stinks. But.
Well, you know what? Could I cut in for just a second?
Yeah, what I would do is maybe combine those with Liberty on the Rocks, maybe create a Liberty on the Rocks group, something that's not just focused on one area or one aspect like the Libertarians might be or the Ron Paul people, and kind of try to pull in as many folks as possible. But go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, I, in my local area where I'm at, I go to a Subway, and I eat there all the time. They've got great deals, great food, blah, blah, blah. And I am so impressed. There's two workers that work there, and they are very young, and they so impressed me the other night with what they said to me. I deal in silver, and I handed them both a 5 gram bar of silver because a 21-year-old kid was asking me, are you an anarchist? And I said to her, do you understand what anarchist is? And I've had this conversation with one of my neighbors because there's two definitions in the Webster Dictionary, which is really, they're both contrary. The anarchist is, as we are, one without government and blah, blah, blah. The other one is anarchist, or
I don't know, but I'm not one.
Like the bomb thrower?
No, right. That's the other definition. That's what it is. I'm sorry. Anarchy is you are born into no government, and we want no government. The anarchist is there's two definitions, and this is very scary because this is in the Webster Dictionary, and this is what our government tries to portray us as. They give one as, okay, just a freedom person, blah, 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 but the other one is, oh, he's violent. My neighbor sent this to me because we've had this debate, and he actually took a picture of it out of that dictionary, and it is so scary. But anyway,
why I'm not an anarchist.
Yeah, I don't like the term. I don't even like to say that I don't believe in government because I do believe in government. I just don't believe in the state, the form of government that we have today, the kind of government that has grown up over time from the times of lords and serfs and slaves and masters. And that's what we have today is just it's just an evolution of a master and servant. And
it is so nice to see two 21 or 22-year-old girls that actually have this concept. And the one girl asked me what it was, and I threw it at her, and she did understand. And you know what? I gave them both a 5 gram bar of silver just because they made me so happy that they are paying attention. We have some hope. There are people, young folks.
There is hope out there, that's for sure. Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
The internet is a huge, huge part of that. Like, I think... I mean, and maybe it's because I'm just immersed in this liberty world, but I see
so much... A part of
there
being hope, you mean?
Right. I mean, because back in the day, you had to get your news from whatever local news source was out there. Now there's so much conflicting information out there. You just have access to so much that I think it's going to be the saving grace for any hope for liberty in the future.
So are you an anarchist?
I would never call myself an anarchist.
Same for the same reason, or why?
Sure. I mean, I don't like that word because it has negative connotations. And like Mark said, I don't believe in no rules, which I think is sort of what anarchist implies. I believe in setting your own rules and agreeing to your own contractual agreements.
Murray Rothbard, one of the great voices in the liberty movement, came up with the term anarcho-capitalist. And it, the intention...
He was a smart man.
He certainly was. And the intention was to encapsulate these ideas.
Smart men always, aren't always good marketers, though.
And, you know, I'm not even looking at this from the terminology of marketing it. I don't believe it describes me. I don't necessarily believe in capitalism. I believe in free markets, but mm-hmm. I may or may not believe in capitalism because I may or may not believe what you believe as far as capitalism goes.
Right.
And I'm certainly not an anarchist because, you know, I don't think that it is even possible to be an anarchist because an anarchist is a person who has no rulers and one must rule oneself. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, no one could be anything but an autocratist. And so as far as I'm concerned, the language is important. And to me, the only value in the term anarchist is if you want to scare your parents.
Yeah, or seem like badass.
Mom, I've decided to be an anarchist and I worship Satan. You know, that's really the only value.
I agree. The shock value of...
I always just tell people that I like liberty and that's it. Because it's true.
It's positive. I mean, I like it being defined as with positive terms. I don't like being anti-war. I like being pro-peace. You know,
right.
I don't like being anti-government. I like being pro, you know, self-regulation or whatever you want to call
and
it.
And I'm not anti-government. I mean, I make this distinction constantly. I believe that people need government and that people working together are government. You and I have a contract that we work under, Ian. It's a governing document. It governs how we do business, and therefore we have a government.
And, you know, when you hear the term capitalist and when the term capitalist is thrown around, yeah, especially by people on the, you know, that might be more socialist leaning, that, you know, it always kind of has that connotation of the robber baron, of the there's this inhumane person who is trying to extract as much from human resources as possible and then throwing them all away on a scrap heap of the future or whatever. And, you know, there's always this negative connotation around that as well. Whereas, you know, a businessman, an independent businessman who is respectful and caring towards his employees and customers, you know, is that person a capitalist by that same definition? You know, they're taking capital, they're investing it, they're using capital to make more money in the future so they can feed their family and help the poor and, you know, do whatever it is they do for the
community. Well, I think they are a capitalist, but the problem with these words is that they have so many different definitions to so many different people.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I prefer just to be a businessman. You know, I don't see myself as a capitalist or socialist or anything like that. I'm just doing business with people. 855-450-FREE, and whether I'm a good businessman or not is really the only question. Whether I'm honoring my contracts or not is the only issue to me. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.